This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of June, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have come here to be transformed. You have to transform your devilish traits and imbibe divine virtues. This is a study to become deities. Question. Which study do you children only study with the Father? A study that no one else can teach. Answer. You study to become deities from human beings. No one except the One Father can teach you this study to change from impure to pure in order for you to go to the new world. Only the Father establishes the pure household path through this easy knowledge and Raj Yoga. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. In fact, both are fathers. One is limited and the other is unlimited. That one is your father and this one is also your father. The unlimited Father comes and teaches you. You children understand that you are studying for the new world, the golden age. Nowhere else can you have such an education. You children have attended many satsangs. You were devotees. You must have adopted many gurus and also studied many scriptures. However, the Father has now come and awakened you. The Father says this old world is about to change. At present, I am teaching you for the new world. I am your teacher. A guru cannot be called a teacher. There are teachers in schools through whom students claim a high status, but they only teach for this world. You know that the study you are now studying is for the new world. That is called a golden aged world. You know that at this time you have to reform your devilish traits and imbibe divine virtues. You have come here to be transformed. People go in front of the deity idols and say, "You are like that and we are like this." It is their characters that are praised. You have now received your aim and objective. The Father establishes the new world for the future, and he also teaches you. There is no question of vices there. You now gain victory over Ravan. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan is vicious. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. It is now the rule of the people by the people. Before this, there used to be a kingdom of kings and queens. However, they too were impure. Those impure kings also had temples where they would worship the viceless deities. You know that those deities existed in the past. Their kingdom does not exist now. The Father makes you souls pure and reminds you that you were those with deity bodies. Your souls and bodies were both pure. The Father has now come again to purify you. This is why you have come here. The Father issues an ordinance. Children, lust is the greatest enemy. It causes you sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. You now have to become pure while living at home with your families. It's not that deities don't have love for each other. It is just that there is no question of impure vision there. They remain viceless. The Father says, remain as pure as a lotus while living at home with your family. Make your future like that of a pure couple. Every soul has continued to play many parts, with different names and forms. These are now your final parts. Many people get confused about the subject of purity and how they can live as companions. What is the meaning of remaining companions? In foreign lands where people grow old, they get married in order to have a companion or for someone to look after them. There are many who prefer to remain celibate. The aspects of sannyasis is totally separate. There are many who live in a household but prefer not to marry. They think, why spread this net of getting married and looking after children, etc., and becoming trapped in that? Many who are like that also come here. They remain celibate for 40 years and ask what the point would be of getting married after that. They prefer to live independently. Therefore, the father is pleased to see them. This one is free from bondage. The only bondage that remains is of the body. Therefore, you have to forget everything, including your own bodies, and simply remember the one Father. You should not remember any bodily beings such as Christ, etc. Incorporeal Shiva is not a bodily being. His name is Shiva. There are also Shiva temples. This soul has received a part of 84 births. This drama is imperishable, and nothing in it can be changed. You understand that your actions and religion that were initially elevated have now become corrupt. It is not that the deity religion has finished. It has been remembered that the deities were full of all virtues. Lakshmi and Narayan were both pure. It was a pure household path, whereas household paths are now impure. Your names and forms have continued to change during your 84 births. The father has explained, sweet children, you did not know of your own births. I tell you the story of your 84 births. So I would surely have to tell that from the first birth. You were pure and have now become vicious. And so you go in front of the deity idols and bow your heads. Christians bow their heads in front of Christ. Buddhists bow down in front of Buddha, and Sikhs go and bow their heads in the front of the temple, the Gurdwara, to Guru Nanak. Through this it is understood which religion a person belongs to. They say you're Hindus. No one knows where the original eternal deity religion has gone. It has disappeared. There are limitless images created in Bharat. Human beings have many opinions. Shiva has also been given many names. In fact, he only has the one name, Shiva. It is not that he has been taking rebirth and that is why his name keeps changing. No. Human beings have many opinions. And so they have given him many names. In the Srinath Dwar temple there are idols of Lakshmi and Narayan, and the same idols are also shown in the Jagannath temple. However, they have been given different names. When you belonged to the Sun dynasty, you did not worship anyone. You used to rule over the whole world and you were happy. You had established your elevated kingdom by following Srimat. That is called the land of happiness. No one else would say that the Father is teaching them, and that he is changing them from humans into deities. There are the signs of that, and so their kingdom must definitely have existed. There are no fortresses, etc. A fortress is built for safety. There were no fortresses, etc., in the kingdom of deities. And secondly, there was no one there to wage war. You now know that you are being transferred to that same deity religion. You are studying Raja Yoga for that. You have to claim that kingdom. God speaks, I make you into the King of Kings. At this time there are no kings or queens. So much fighting and quarrelling, etc., continues to take place. This is the Iron Age world. You were in the Golden Age. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. The Father has come to make you number one. He brings benefit to everyone. You know that there is benefit for you too. You will definitely go to the Golden Age first, whereas those of all the other religions will go to the Land of Peace. The Father says everyone has to become pure. You are residents of the pure world, which is known as the Land of Nirvana. Only a bodiless soul can remain beyond sound. And the Father is now taking you beyond sound. No one else would say he will take you to the land beyond sound, the Land of Peace. They simply say that they will merge into the Brahm element. You children know that this world is Tamopratan, and that you feel that you do not have any taste for it here. This is why God has to come here, to destroy the old world and establish the new world. The birth of Shiva is also celebrated here. Therefore, what did he do here? Someone should be able to tell you. If they celebrated his birth, he must surely have come here. He becomes present in this chariot. They have portrayed this as a horse chariot. The Father sits here and explains in which chariot he rides. I tell you, children, this. This knowledge then disappears. Baba has to come at the end of this one's 84 births. No one else can give this knowledge. Knowledge is day, and devotion is the night. People continue to descend. There is so much external show on the path of devotion. So many kummelas continue to take place. No one there tells you that you have to become pure and go to the new world. Only the Father tells you that it is now the confluence age. You receive the same study that you received a cycle ago when you changed from humans into deities. It has been remembered that humans were changed into deities. Surely it was the Father who made them that. You know that you belong to an impure household path, and that the Father has now come again to make you belong to a pure household path. You claim a very high status. The highest on high Father makes you so elevated. The Father's directions are the highest of all. You are becoming elevated. No one knows the meaning of Shri Shri. Although this title only applies to Shiv Baba, many people call themselves Shri Shri. They turn the beads of a rosary. The rosary is of 108. whereas they have created a rosary of 16,108. And the Rosary of Eight would definitely be part of that. There are four couples and the one father. There are eight jewels and I am the ninth one. They are called jewels, and it is the Father who makes them those. You are being made into those with divine intellects by the Father. There is a lake near Rangoon where it is said that by bathing in it you become an angel. In fact, it is by bathing in this knowledge that you become deities. However, all the rest are matters of the path of devotion. It's not possible for you to become an angel simply by bathing in water. All of that is the path of devotion. They have made up all sorts of stories. They don't understand anything. You now understand that Guru, Shikhar and the Diwala temple, etc. are your memorials. The Father lives very high above. You know that the supreme region is the place where the Father and you souls reside. The subtle region is only for giving visions. It is not a world. It would not be said of the soul world or the subtle region that world history repeats. There is only the one world. World history repeats is said about this world. Human beings say there should be peace in the world, but they don't know that the original religion of souls is peace. Peace cannot be found in the jungles. You children receive happiness, and all the rest receive peace. Everyone who comes here first goes to the land of peace, and then goes to the land of happiness. Some say they will not take this knowledge, and will come later on. Therefore, they will remain in the land of liberation till then. It is good that they will remain in the land of liberation for a long time. Then, at the most, they will claim a status for one or two births. Of what value is that? It is like mosquitoes that come and die. So what type of happiness is there in just one birth here? It is as though they are of no use, as though they have no parts to play. Your parts are very elevated. No one can experience as much happiness as you do. This is why you have to make effort. You continue to do this. You made effort in the previous cycle too. You claimed your reward according to the efforts you made. You cannot receive a reward without making effort. You definitely do have to make effort. The Father says it is also fixed in the drama when you will begin to make effort. You cannot continue just like that without making effort. You definitely do have to make effort. Nothing can happen without you making effort. How would a cough finish by itself? You have to make the effort to take the medicine. Some are such that they just leave everything to drama and say, whatever is in the drama will happen. Do not instill this knowledge in your intellects in the wrong way. This too is Maya causing obstacles. Some children stop studying. That is called being defeated by Maya. This is a huge war. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to establish your elevated kingdom, follow Srimat and become the Father's helpers. Just as deities are viceless, in the same way, while living at home with your families, become viceless. Create a pure household. 2. Do not use the point of the drama in the wrong way. Don't say drama and just leave everything to the drama. Pay full attention to studying. Create an elevated reward for yourselves by making effort. Blessing. May you be detached and loving, and consider yourself to be a sample by keeping the symbol of a lotus flower in your intellect. The symbol for those who live in a household is a lotus flower. So become a lotus and put this into practice. If you don't practice this, you won't be able to become a lotus. So keep the symbol of a lotus flower in your intellects and move along while considering yourself to be a sample. While doing service, be detached and loving. Don't just be loving, but first be detached and then loving. Because love can sometimes change into attachment. So while doing any service, be detached and loving. Slogan. Maya cannot go under a canopy of love. Om Shanti.